I often think how seductive the devil and his schemes are in the world today, which try and lead people astray by what we're allowing to come into our senses. Overtones of sexuality and the world just championing immorality through social media, magazines, television, etc. It's everywhere a person turns. As I come to you from this podcast, I'm 42 years old, and I often think how different and difficult it must be for a young person today trying to live a morally upright life with so much access just at the click of a button. Now, the age of technology has utterly permeated my age bracket too and beyond. Literally, nobody is free from the seduction of the world. So as Christians, how do we overcome such morally degrading bombardment? But I want to share good news with you. Because no matter how powerful the seduction of the world is, the Bible affirms that, "For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." 1 John 4:4. And the Bible encourages us also, "Flee from sexual immorality." 1 Corinthians 6:18. Friends, I mean literally run from it. I know that sometimes temptation's hard. It can seem constant, relentless at times. Many times physical urges seem too overwhelming to contend with, and they are when we lean on our own power and understanding. This is why we must tap into the power of the Most High God, Jesus. Like us, he was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Hebrews 4:15. We've not yet resisted sin, friends, to the point of shedding blood like Christ, who knows how we feel in every circumstance and always promises us a way out when the time of testing comes. So next time the seduction of the world seems to have bombarded you from every angle, dig in. Lift your eyes into the hills. Because where does your help come from? It comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Cling to Christ in your moments of weakness. I promise that you will experience moral victories that will cover you in amazing peace.